Actually, we're in page Nun Bet Amud Aleph, maybe in the 10th line or so. Nun Bet Amud Aleph, 10th line or so. But I think that we should. Review a little bit.
Okay.
The Gemara started with the issue of an argument between Bet Shammai to Bet Hillel on the meal, and we saw the first argument is which bracha we're going to do first, the bracha on the wine or the bracha on the day. So like the halacha today, Bet Hillel are saying that first of all we're going to say bracha on the wine, Borei Pri HaGefen, and then blessing on the day, Mekadesh HaShabbat. And also in holidays, we're going to say Mekadesh HaZemanim. Okay? And Bet Shammai are saying differently. And Bet Shammai are saying that, first of all, we're going to say the bracha of the day, and after it, the bracha on the wine. Now, the next part in the Gemara is the proofs for the Shita of Bet Hillel and then the proof of the Shita of Bet Shammai. Every one of them is bringing two answers, two reasons to why his Shita is better. And then actually, and now there is in page Nun Bet Amud Aleph, there is that clarification on the Shita of Bet Shammai. In the second line, Vesabre Bet Shammai, and Bet Shammai assume the Birkat Hayom Adifa. You want to say that the blessing of the day is more important than the blessing on the wine? Vehatanya, how can it be? From there we should start. How can you say that by the Shita of Bet Shammai, the blessing of the day is more important? We have a braita, that in that braita it's written, Hanichnas lebeito b'motzei Shabbat, the person that entered into his house in Motzei Shabbat, mevarech al hayayin, he should bless on the wine, ve'al hamaor, and on the light, ve'al habesamim, and on incense, ואחר כך אומר הבדלה, and then he is making הבדלה. Actually, הבדלה is the blessing of the day. In there is few situations that we're going to say blessing of the day, like in Yom Tov, or in Shabbos, or in Motzei Shabbat. It's also blessing on the day, that we're saying, המבדיל בין קודש לחול. It's a blessing on the day. So we can see here that in that brighta, actually the day is coming after everything, after the wine. And then it's written again, our question is, can it be that Bet Shammai are assuming that the day is more important than other things, that the day going to be before of other brachot, before of wine, or before the, or before of other things in Havdalah? And for that they're bringing that brayta, when in that brayta it's written that if a person came into his house in Motzei Shabbat, so first of all he's saying bracha on the wine, and then on the light, and then on the incense, and then on the day, and then have the last. So you see the day is the last one. V'im en lo ela kos echad, and if he doesn't have just only one cup, what it means one cup? He's got one cup of wine for Havdalah, and also for Seuda Revi'it. For his next Seuda, he doesn't have wine, so he's got only one cup. So what should he do? Menichol le'achar ha'mazon, he's going to leave the cup of wine for after the food, means not to say Havdalah on the wine before of the Seuda Revi'it like we're usually doing. And we're not learning halacha, we're just learning the sugya in the Gemara. So to leave that glass of wine to after Birkat ha'mazon, ומשלשלן כולן לאחריו, and then to throw away, to throw behind the blessing on the wine all of the rest of the blessings. So also in that situation, in that brayta, we can see that the blessing of the day means Birkat HaHavdalah of Mitzvah Shabbat gonna be after the blessing of the wine. So that Braita been brought to us by the Chachamim of the Gemara to contradict the Shita of Bet Shammai. By the Shita of Bet Shammai we saw that the day is the most important thing, and they are saying the bracha of the day before of the blessing of the wine in Kiddush of Shabbat. But how can it be? We have a Braita that contradicts. Everyone that learns a little bit of Gemara can understand the next question. It's going to be obvious. So what if you have another Braita that contradicts on the Shita of Bet Shammai? So what? So this is the Shita of Bet Shammai, and this Braita has been established by the Shita of Bet Hillel or by someone else that we're soon going to find if there is. But it's not by the Shita of Bet Shammai. What do I care that that Braita contradicts the Braita of Bet Shammai? Unless if that Braita belongs to Bet Shammai. If that Braita belongs to Bet Shammai, so I'm in a problem. But if I don't know who it belongs to, what do I care what's written over there if I'm trying to contradict the Shita of Bet Shammai? Bet Shammai is holding another Shita. Okay. And the Gemara is saying, Vehami maide Bet Shammai, where you learned it from, that that Braita belongs to Bet Shammai. Let's say that it's Bet Hillel. Dilma Bet Hillel, maybe it belongs to Bet Hillel, and then I don't have a problem. For Bet Hillel, the day is not the most important thing. And like that we saw in our Mishnah, that they're saying the bracha on the wine first. And not by the Shita of Bet Shammai. And Bet Shammai disagree with them and holding their own Shita. Lo salka datach. Don't say so. Don't say that that Braita belongs to Bet Hillel. We want to establish that Braita as Bet Shammai. And that fact that it belongs to Bet Shammai gonna contradict what that you just told me. How are they gonna establish that Braita as Bet Shammai? Dektani ma'or ve'achar kach besamim. Because in that Braita, first of all, it's written light, and then besamim, incense. In that Braita, it's written something else with no connection to that issue that we talked about. Another detail is written over there. They're putting the light before of incense. There is another way to say incense before of light. How we're doing today? Incense before of light. But that Braita is saying light before of incense. Already from the fact that we know that the halakha today is not like that Shita, we can smell that that Braita belongs to Bet Shammai. We don't have a proof yet, but it looks like it. It's going on a logic direction.
It's not in the Mishnah.
What?
It's not in the Mishnah that Bet Shammai says this?
The Ketani? No, it's in the Braita. No, we checked it also last week. In the Mishnah, they're saying, in the Mishnah, they are saying, Bet Shammai omrim ner umazon besamim ve'avdala. They're not talking about, they're saying ner umazon, candle, and then food, and then incense, and then avdala. It's not it. Uman shamatle de'it le'ai svara. So the Gemara now, after that she brought her answer, that Braita is not Bet Hillel, it's just Bet Shammai. What's the proof for that? Uman shamatle de'it le'ai svara. Because on who you heard that is holding that assumption? Who is that one? Bet Shammai. It's Bet Shammai. Bet Shammai have that Shita. Soon they're going to give us that Shita. They're going to bring us the proof. It haven't been seen yet. We didn't saw it yet. Detanya, because it's written in a Braita, and this is the source for the proof that that Braita belongs to Bet Shammai. Why that Braita belongs to Bet Shammai? Because in that Braita it's written Ma'or ve'achar kach besamim, light and then incense. Detanya, because it's written in the Braita, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda is explaining the argument between Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai. And he's saying, Lo nechleku Bet Shammai uBet Hillel. Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel are not arguing al hamazon shebatchila, on food that's before. means on Hilchot Seuda at all, ve'al Havdalah she'i basof, and also not on Havdalah that's in the end. Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel are not arguing on the fact that if you have only one cup of wine, that you're gonna say Birkat HaMazon first and gonna reject the blessing of Havdalah on the wine to after the food. On the food first, they're not arguing. It's for sure for both of them. And also not on the fact that the last blessing of Havdalah gonna be the last. It's gonna be in the end. On those side ones, on the first one and the last one, they're not arguing at all. Al ma nechleku, so on what they were arguing, al hama'or ve'al habesamim, on the light and on the incense. There is a tikkun here to add the letter shin to the words Bet Shammai, means She Bet Shammai, that Bet Shammai Omrim are saying Ma'or ve'achar kach besamim, light and then incense. Uvet Hillel Omrim, and Bet Hillel are saying Besamim ve'achar kach Ma'or, incense and after it the light. Here we saw by Rabbi Yehuda, Braita that belongs to Rabbi Yehuda, a source to that Shita of Ma'or and then Besamim, light, candle, and after it incense. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying that that Shita belongs to Bet Shammai. So according to Rabbi Yehuda's Braita, we can assume that that first Braita that we saw before also belongs to Bet Shammai. Let's read it all again, even though that it was pretty easy. Okay. Again. Second line in page Nun Bet Amud Aleph. Vesavri Bet Shammai, you want to say that the assumption of Bet Shammai is the Birkat Hayom Adifa? Is that the blessing of the day is more important than the blessing on the wine? Vehatanya, how can you say that? We have a Braita that contradicts that assumption. In that Braita it's written, Hanichnas lebeito b'motzei Shabbat, a person that enters into his house in Motzei Shabbat, mevarech al hayayin, he should say bracha on the wine, ve'al hama'or ve'al habesamim, and on the light and on the incense, ve'achar kach omer havdala, and only after it he is making the blessing of the day, that in Motzei Shabbat it's havdala. Ve'im en lo ela kos echad, and if he doesn't have more than one cup, מניחו לאחר המזון, he should leave that cup of wine to after the food, ומשלשלן כולן לאחריו, and he should say all of the ברכות after the blessing of the wine. Means all of the blessing of Havdalah. והי, so now the Gemara is asking, so actually we saw a Braita, that Braita contradicts the Shita of Bet Shammai. We said that Bet Shammai, we try to establish Bet Shammai as saying that the day is more important than the wine. So the Gemara said, how can you say that? We have a Braita, that in that Braita we saw that the day doesn't have the importance, just the wine has got the importance. We're going to say the blessing on the wine first, the wine of the food, the Birkat HaMazon first. So how can you say that it's Bet Shammai? How can you say that Bet Shammai disagree with that Braita? So we're asking that simple question that we explained before. Veha mimai de Bet Shammai? Where you taught me, where can I learn it, that Braita belongs to Bet Shammai? Let's say that Braita contradicts the Shita of Bet Shammai, and it belongs to Bet Hillel. Dilma Bet Hillel. Maybe let's say that it belongs to Bet Hillel, and they disagree. And I don't have a problem that they disagree. They have different shitot. Were you trying to teach me from that Braita belongs to Bet Shammai, that by that it's going to contradict the first assumption of Bet Shammai, to say that the day is more important? Where you learned it from? Lo sal kadatach. Don't tell me that it belongs to Bet Hillel, because it's not. Why? Dektani ma'or ve'achar kach besamim. Because in the Braita, first of all, it's written light, and after it, it's written incense. Is it a proof? We're waiting for the proof. It's not the proof yet. Uman shamat le de'it lehai svara. And from who, by whose shita, you saw that have that order to say, first of all, light and then incense, like in that Braita, Bet Shammai. They want to say that that Braita belongs for sure to Bet Shammai, and now we have a problem. How can it be that in the source of the Mishnah, we saw the Bet Shammai gonna say, are saying that wine is coming after the day in Kiddush, after the blessing of the day, and here in Motzei Shabbat, wine is coming before of the day. Because we're going to say the bracha on the wine, and after it, going to throw all of the brachot after it, included the bracha of the day. So, they're claiming that Bet Shammai is got that shita, to say Maor and then Besamim, light and then incense. The Tanya, because we have a second Braita, that in that Braita, Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, Lo nechleku Bet Shammai uBet Hillel al Amazon shebatchila. The argument of Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel is not on the fact that the food is in the beginning of the order of the brachot. In that situation, that the person have only one cup, ve'al havdala shei basof, and on havdala that's going to be the last bracha. On that they're not arguing at all. Al ma nechleku, just on what they were arguing, al ma'or ve'al besamim, on light and on incense. Shebet Shammai umrim, that Bet Shammai are saying ma'or ve'achar kach besamim, light and then incense. Ubet Hillel umrim, and Bet Hillel are saying besamim ve'achar kach ma'or, incense, and after it candle, after it the light. So, by the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, we can really see that that Braita belongs to Bet Shammai. And if that Braita belongs to Bet Shammai, because they're mentioning Maor before of Besamim, light before of incense, so they're contradicting themselves from the Mishnah. Because in the Mishnah, they said differently. Because in that Braita there was another detail, except of Maor Besamim, light and incense. What was the other detail? The detail that was important for us was what is first, the day or the wine. And here, first of all, in that Braita they mentioned, in the Braita of light and then incense, they brought the wine first, and after it, the Havdalah, it's the blessing of the day. But in our Mishnah, before, we saw that they are saying that the day is more important than the wine. And first of all, to say the blessing on the day, and then to say the blessing on the wine. But the Gemara is not accepting that assumption that that Braita belongs to Bet Shammai. Still she's arguing on that. Umimai de Bet Shammai hi. Where are you learning from it from that it belongs to Bet Shammai? Ve'aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, and according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Even though that Rabbi Yehuda is explaining something, who attached that Braita to the Shita of Bet Shammai? What's the obligation? What is tying them together? Even though that Rabbi Yehuda is explaining Bet Shammai, even though that Rabbi Yehuda is explaining Bet Shammai, still we can explain that that Braita, we have a side to say that that Braita still belongs to Bet Hillel. Even though that soon we're going to see, maybe also Bet Hillel going to say Ma'or Vashemesh. Let's see. Dilma Bet Hillel hi. Let's say that it belongs to Bet Hillel. Ve'aliba de Rabbi Meir. And it's going by, according to the Shita, of Rabbi Meir. What it means that it's Bet Hillel by the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Actually, by the Shita of Bet Hillel means, first of all, when they're saying by the Shita of Bet Hillel, according to the Shita of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir, it's the one that's gonna argue with Rabbi Yehuda. And Bet Hillel are the ones that are arguing with Bet Shammai. Okay? So, let's say that that Braita is going by the Shita of Rabbi Meir. What is that Shita of Rabbi Meir? Where we got Rabbi Meir suddenly in the picture? Rabbi Meir, he is the owner of the Mishnah. Sta Mishnah ke Rabbi Meir. When you have a Mishnah that the name of the author is not written, it's just a Mishnah, it belongs to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir being punished in a certain way that his name going to be erased from a huge amount of Mishnayot that he said. They erased his name in a certain punishment. There was an argument between him to the Nasi, and they erased his name because of that from all of the Mishnayot that been said after that situation that happened. A huge punishment for Rabbi Meir. Okay? So, maybe we can say that that Braita is not Bet Shammai by the explanation of Rabbi Yehuda. Just let's say that it belonged to Bet Hillel by the Shita that we learned in the Mishnah by Rabbi Meir. What it means? We said in the Mishnah, and now the Gemara is bringing it in a short way, Ner Uvsamim. What it means, Ner Uvsamim? Bet Hillel are saying, candle and incense and food and then Havdalah. In the Mishnah, we can look one page before. In the Mishnah, it's written over there. On Bet Hillel. Bet Hillel Omrim, Bet Shammai Omrim, Bet Hillel Omrim, Ner, candle and incense, candle and incense. Okay. You see what Bet Hillel are saying? Bet Hillel are saying candle and incense, and then food and then Abdallah. Candle, it's like Ma'or, it's like fire, it's candle, it's light, it's fire. And then incense. So let's say that Braita belonged to Bet Hillel by the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Because by the Shita of Rabbi Meir, also Bet Hillel are holding that Shita of light and then incense. Okay? Not by the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, but by the Shita of Rabbi Meir, the Shita of the Mishnah, Bet Hillel are holding the same place. Both of them. So you can say that by the Shita of Rabbi Meir means by the Shita of the Mishnah, you can establish that Braita as Bet Hillel. And you don't have to establish that Braita as Bet Shammai. And then you cancel that argument between Bet Shammai to Bet Shammai on that issue. Bet Shammai have their Shita according to... Why you said both of them, Rav Avraham and...
Also
who?
Bet Shammai.
Bet Shammai
and Bet
Hillel. How Bet Shammai? Bet Shammai in the beginning.
Ner and Mazon and Besamim.
So they're putting food between.
Yeah, but they both say Ner before Besamim.
Yes, we can say that it's Bet Hillel.
We can also say it's Bet Shammai.
Let's go back. Let's remind ourselves of the argument. The argument is, what is more important? The blessing on the day or the blessing on the wine? This is the argument that we have. So now, you want to say, Rab Avram, that actually we saw that Bet Shammai on Kiddush of Shabbos evening, Bet Shammai gonna say that day is more important than the wine, and after it in Havdalah, you want to say what?
No. He's just saying what you said. He does not contradict.
There, it cannot be that Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai have the same opinion in the Mishnah. Because we said before that we have an argument. This is the argument. This is what we're looking for.
Yes.
Not that they have. I'm not talking about the day of all in the Mishnah.
All right.
I'm talking about just the Bissamim and that the Nair comes before the Bissamim.
Yeah. All right. So both of them going to agree on that.
Wonderful. So therefore,
Bet Shammai just adding the Mazon between the food.
So therefore,
all right.
The Mishnah can also be according to.
If it's for both, by both, so for that we can learn that it's also Bet Hillel. If it can be for both, so alright, wonderful. Now I understand. Okay. Dilma Bet Hillel, Ve'aliba de Rabbi Meir, the Gemara is rejecting. Lo sal kadatach. Don't assume that. Dektani hacha, because it's written over here. Bematnitin. In the Mishnah, we learned over there. Don't try to explain that Braita that it belongs to Bet Hillel, because we already saw in the Mishnah that Bet Shammai Omrim, Ner Umazon, candle and food, Besamim veHavdalah, incense and Havdalah. Uvet Hillel Omrim and Bet Hillel are saying Ner Uvsamim, candle and incense, Mazon veHavdalah, food and then Havdalah. So actually, by the Shita of Rabbi Meir, that our Mishnah is according to his Shita, that Mishnah belongs to Rabbi Meir, also Bet Shammai and also Bet Hillel assumes that Birkat HaMazon is not in the beginning, right? But Hatam veHatam, but over there, Babraita, in the Braita Katani, we learned, we saw, Imen lo ela kos echad, if that person doesn't have just only one cup, manicho leachar hamazon, he should put it for after the food, meshalshelan kulan leacharav, and throw away all of the blessing to after it. So from that Braita, you can see that both of the shitot of Rabbi Meir are not working. That Braita is not by Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir in both of the places by Shita of Bet Shammai and also by the Shita of Bet Hillel, he is assuming that Birkat HaMazon is in the beginning. That Birkat HaMazon is not in the beginning. By the Shita of Bet Shammai, he is saying candle first and then food. And Bet Hillel are saying candle and incense and then food. So for both of the Shitot by the Shita of Rabbi Meir, by the Mishnah, food is not in the beginning. Food is in the middle. But by the Braita, it's written that if a person have only one cup, you're putting food first. So by that, they're explaining now that that Braita cannot be explained by Rabbi Meir. Just have to be explained by Rabbi Yehuda. Explained by Rabbi Yehuda. Thank you. Thank you for wanting me to succeed. Not too much in one day.
So we have enough trouble with the English also. It's hard to follow already.
By that shita that we just saw, by that wonderful explanation that we just saw, we saw that you cannot explain that braita as Rabbi Meir. We try to say that it's Rabbi Meir, and by learning it according to the Shita of Rabbi Meir, to say that it belongs to Bet Hillel and to cancel the argument of Bet Shammai on Bet Shammai by that. But now we found the proof that you cannot explain that Braita at all as Rabbi Meir's, and it has to go back to be explained as. Explained it?
Explained.
Explained. Avram. You want to be excommunicated?
Explanation.
You want to be explanation from the class?
Chassid
Shalom. So, boy side. So, actually, we saw now that we cannot explain that Braita by the Shita of Rabbi Meir, and we have to explain the Shita by the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. this is it for today. Review that again, and tomorrow we're going to explain it again.
How do we know that the Mishnah is talking about one cup?
The Mishnah is not talking on one cup.
So we have a quart cup here, and here we have one, but here we may have two cups.
Maybe we're gonna see that in the new part. Maybe we're gonna see that. You done that to us already a few times. It can be.
I can't
help you. Thank you, Rabbi Yisrael.